Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries, and this is your host Malaika, and this is season 2, episode 12. So today, I wrote a little letter to Gaza, which is in Palestine, and it's like a collection of like just my thoughts and like poems, poetry, and just overall everything that I've been feeling throughout like this genocide that has been occurring. So without further ado, let's get talking about it. It's right before I fall asleep. I'll keep thinking about humanity. While I lay in the warmth of my bed, I wonder how it feels to know that at any second you could be dead. I wonder how I would handle it if I was in their place. What if the blood in my veins would be Palestinian ones? I would know what it feels like to face the end of a gun. I would wake to the sound of bombs. I would sit in the ruin of a place I once called home and pray to God for them to leave us alone. I would scream and cry for one peaceful day in which I won't watch another child be put in a grave. It's right before I close my eyes, multiple questions sit on my mind. What if I was in their shoes? What if my fate was bound to be doomed? It's right before I fall asleep. I wonder what would happen to my family. I can hear their piercing cries, stuck to the ground by their tormentors in their savior disguise. What do you do when the place you feel at peace is crumbling down upon you as you are brought down to your knees, hands bound, blood soaking from their head? This was never about politics, land, or religion. Palestinians were being silenced by the West spun lies. I'm not from Palestine, but here I stand, my eyes telling me a thousand stories about a land of hope, a land of courage, a land where one child is braver than a million men. I'm not from Palestine, and the world is blind. They won't open their eyes or even take a stand. Can they hear the children's cries or the bombs that are raining from the sky? I know they do, but all they can do is justify their crimes. I'm not from Palestine, but I bleed because every Palestinian's wound is mine. Alright you guys, so this is it for this episode. I really hope you guys could relate to it. There was so much more I wanted to say, but there's not enough time and it just would have been a really, really long episode. But please, please keep our Palestinian brothers and sisters in your du'as every single day when it's raining, when you go for Jummah. If any of you guys are going for Umrah or Hajj, please, please make du'a for them. And just overall in every single prayer, keep praying for them, because inshallah in the Akhirah, on the Day of Judgment, they will be your source of Jannah because you prayed for them. And just like the joy on their face when they find out that you were the one praying for them continuously, oh my god, that could be your way to Jannah. Like, that's your one-way ticket. So you never know, because dua is like the most powerful weapon we have as a Muslim. So yeah, but until next time, fi amanallah.